Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Film Sack. This is a very special edition of Film Sack where we do a live commentary track. We have not done one in a while. You've been asking for one. And so here we are giving you one. And it's a little bit weird. We have chosen to go with an old episode of The Dukes of Hazzard, season 3, I want to say.
Right. We went with a Southern sci-fi.
Season 7, was it?
Yep. This is one of the very last episodes of The Dukes
of Hazzard. But this is before Coy and Vance came back or came and took over.
Mm-mm. No, they came back before this in season 5, right? Wasn't it around season 5 when Coy and Vance?
But Enos is in this. Enos was gone by season 7. He was doing his own show in L.A., remember?
No, he came back too, didn't he?
He did? All those guys came back?
I'm pretty sure he came back too.
Holy shite. All right. It's called The Stranger in Hazzard County. Strange Visitor to Hazzard.
Absolutely nothing to contribute to this Dukes of Hazzard talk.
season 7, episode 15, Strange Visitor to Hazzard.
Friday nights were this show and then Dallas. That's the way America rolled back then.
We call this Southern sci-fi. This is, you might watch Star Trek in other parts of the country, but this is what we watched.
This is utter garbage is what it is. And I've never seen, and I have no memory of this Alien episode. So this has been kind of on our radar for a while to just finally, you know, dig in and see what the hell's going on here and see how hard you can really jump the shark for a show like this.
With General Lee.
Yeah, with the General Lee.
Right.
With its offensive imagery. So we're going to do that. And the way we're going to do it is we have put out a link ahead of time that you would have gotten via our Twitter a feed, hopefully. That links to a video version of this episode. If you want to listen to us while we watch it, we recommend that you start that video. And as soon as you see the hood of the General Lee, pause it. Just the second you see the hood, I guess it's the roof.
Right, right.
Of the General
Lee. There's a hole in the roof.
There's a hole in the roof. Pause there. And then when I tell you 3, 2, 1, go, we're going to go. Right. All right. We're going to all
now,
gonna play.
This was from our legitimate copy we bought down at Cracker Barrel. So,
yeah.
In the gift store, so that's what
they have this on repeat at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Let's see, where else can you get box sets of Dukes of Hazzard? Chick-fil-A, Walmart, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
That's Let's the see, one.
For, and Amazon SC. Yeah.
And they used to have it at Kenny Rogers Roasters before they went out of business.
Oh, nice. Kenny. Yeah. All
right, and if you're up at Dolly Parton's water park, after you get through riding the boob ride. Just jump in.
They don't have a boob ride, do they? Do they have a boob ride?
They don't. They should.
Oh, I want that too.
If you look at a cross section of the roller coaster, just right.
I want there to be a boob ride.
I've actually been to Dolly Parton's Dixie Stampede in Branson, Missouri, and I'm here to tell you they could have used with some more Dukes of Hazzard.
That's right. Well, we're going to give you a fair dose of it today. So sit down, relax, everybody, and even if you're not watching, just listen because this is fun. We enjoy these. And I'm going to count from 3 to 1 and say go. So after 1, I say go. And then everyone hits play. And then we're going to watch it together. And time will pass in a very leisurely rate. About 46 minutes this will last. So tuck in. Here it goes. It begins in 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, we're getting a preview here, right?
Yes. Yeah,
this is what happened on the Dukes of Hazzard every week. They would kind of explain what's going to happen tonight.
They had to give you a recap of what happened before.
See, there's Enos.
This is a flash forward to what's going to happen.
Oh.
That was Enos, by the way. So we just saw him. There's Enos again. So Enos came back and took over for Cletus.
Right.
There's no Cletus in this episode.
All right.
Here's a little spoiler.
Oh my
God. It's a total spoiler right in the beginning of the show.
There's an alien in the car, dude.
Right. Look at that General Lee, man.
The Dukes of Hazzard. That font gets used for nothing today. You know,
that's a useless
font. Hobo font, I believe.
Yeah, no one used that font for nothing.
Oh, Tom Wopat could slide over the top of a car.
You guys ever tried that?
I have.
To the hood.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Daisy Dukes, baby. Catherine Bach.
What's Catherine Bach up to? You know she got Enos
was, after Enos caveman, was really, nothing.
After caveman.
I'm going
to
look
her up. Uncle Jesse. He likes to make the moonshine and point.
There's Enos. There's Cooter. Your Cooter showing.
You got your Cooter showing.
James Best as the best sheriff in the history of ever.
Has Flash come into play yet? There's Boss Hogg, of course.
Sorrel Book is not alive anymore, right? That guy's gone.
That's correct. I remembered the day he died. I was on vacation with my parents.
Really? Weird.
And it was in the news. And
are
it was
they
so
permanently
sad.
Being chased by the law, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
But if they meet him in town, they're fine.
Okay.
It's weird. Why is Daisy riding with them? Where's her Jeep?
are they doing?
Well, see, they're on a stage and there's some guys rocking the car. There's a projection behind them.
Wow.
We're going to see the same scenery in a second.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Daisy Duke today, she looks like Stifler's mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Really?
She was always a beautiful lady, though.
Yeah. She looks like Stifler's mom, though.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's a little weird.
Mm.
All right.
These were a simpler times, man. You could tune in on Friday nights and watch this.
Watch him drive around like the back.
Yep.
Back Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, this is usually the part where the out of towner comes into play.
Hmm. Well, the out of towner in this case is an alien.
He's actually in town. Now, I want to mention also, this is Brian Ibbett's first Dukes of Hazzard, right?
Right. Not just first viewing of this episode, but first viewing of any episode. That's why I had to ask if they're permanently being chased by the law. Like, is this a fugitive situation?
So, Brian,
I'm genuinely scared of this. I'm scared of what's going to happen.
Brian Ibbett, the Dukes are a bunch of cousins who all live with their uncle out on the farm where they make moonshine, or their uncle Jesse makes moonshine, and these kids, their job is to distribute it around Hazzard County, which is strictly against the law in that area, so they're always trying to evade the sheriff and his deputy.
Gotcha. But it's a selective arrest situation because they will run into the cops and they won't arrest them, but then they're always trying to plant evidence because they don't have enough evidence against them. And this invariably happens every week. Somebody almost runs into somebody and then they flash.
Yeah, this happens every time. Now, usually they pause that and go to a commercial.
Right. Really?
Yeah. I cannot believe you've never seen Dukes of Hazzard.
I've never seen a Dukes of Hazzard episode.
And since we're watching the seventh season, you're going to see the General Lee do some jumps eventually that have been used in every episode of every season. And it's going to suddenly look really bad.
Right, right.
Okay, well, I've seen commercials for the Dukes of Hazzard.
Here's Enos. Oh, Enos is the one that sees it?
Yeah. He's the only one believable.
I used to have a soft spot for Enos. Soft Enos.
Yeah. Mom was always telling us not to touch it. Don't touch the soft spot on Scott.
Yeah, don't touch my soft Enos.
Mm-mm.
I thought that was Brian coughing.
Is this choking you up, Ibbett?
I thought that was Ibbett coughing, but it's not. Is it? Is that him coughing?
Oh. Hold on a minute.
Too much smoke machine effect.
I thought it was Enos.
No, you said I have a soft spot for Enos just as I was taking a drink.
I feel bad. I about killed you there. I thought Enos was coughing from all the smoke.
That would have made sense.
Enos is the naive character.
Never show your butt to an alien.
No.
Yep.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Oh, that always happens. Aliens always zap out the CBs and the radios.
Yep. Right before they take over the Green Goblin truck.
Right. I mean, this show was beloved for a long time.
This episode?
No, this show.
This episode is ridiculous. And I mean, ridiculous in the...
More?
Like, relative to the show, it's ridiculous. Boy, they had a lot of blush on Boss Hogg. Look at that.
It's Tom Merritt's gavel.
Was he eating eggs?
Yeah, and it looks like
a row of eggs. Nice.
We wonder why he died.
Well, part of it was he was old when he died, but yeah.
There's Cooter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they had a Cooter-like guy before Cooter, right?
Right, right. They pre-Cooter? Did. Pre-Cooter.
Pre-Cooter, yeah.
Well, look, little product placement. Got a grape soda and a peach. Ooh. Is it Christmas time? What is she wearing?
Yes, actually, this episode premiered in the middle of the winter, 2005. Lambs. I'm sorry, 1985. Sorry.
This sweater contains a picture of all the lambs who gave their wool.
She had a bunch of
look at these people jumping in the background, trying to avoid being run over by Enos.
Yes. Notice how Luke started to jump up on the hood just because that's his natural reflex.
That's what he does.
That's right. Oh, am I getting in? Oh, no.
What were you doing on Friday nights as a teenager? Going out and having girlfriends?
Who knows? Miami probably, Vice? Yeah.
Were you watching that Love Boat and Fantasy Island?
I was
going to
say Love Boat was the same night, wasn't it? Yeah, that's what I was watching. I was watching ABC.
That's right.
This was CBS.
Yeah.
Was back it CBS? In the day.
Yeah, Paramount brings you this and Star Trek.
The Country Bumpkin Station.
The Country Bumpkin Station. And some hee-haw.
Oh, Catherine Bach had some work done. Oof. Her face.
That belt buckle does not seem as big as I remember it. I mean, in my mind, that belt buckle was huge.
Half the time, I feel like he's saying racial epithets when he talks.
Just because he's speaking loud and quickly.
Boss Hog, dude.
Oh, what's he doing? He's holding his nose. What's...
Because of Skunk Holler.
Oh, it's...
All right, I suddenly wish I was doing what Brian was doing on Friday nights.
Right?
It was beloved, though.
It's still beloved. It's much more innocent time.
Those damn Eaglehoff brothers were real big fans of Dukes.
Do not eat... If you're excited, do not eat eggs, Enos. Do not do it.
Ooh.
Mmm.
No, more work for the car rocking guys.
Yep.
I miss Boss Hogg's... I miss his Cadillac with the bullhorns on the front of it. I wish that was...
Yeah, where's that?
In this episode.
I'm sure they'll round it up.
Mmm.
Boss Hogg is one of only three characters that were in every episode. Him, Uncle Jesse, and Daisy.
Not the Duke boys, though, oddly enough.
Well, because they were replaced for 19 episodes by some different Dukes.
By Coy and Vance. Yep. What a joke. His whole thing, Brian, was he was always scheming.
Yep.
As you can tell.
Yeah. And is he mayor?
Yeah.
He's mayor.
He's boss.
Yeah. He owns the...
Okay.
He runs Hazard County.
Right. Oh, this thing is still in the trees?
Oh, I love the music that they play anytime they show the alien.
totally not a dude in a suit.
it's the community. That's the Greendale mascot.
He's really just a guy trying to get to a sci-fi convention. Oh, these guys were in a lot of episodes.
Who
as
are
well.
They?
They're usually the bad guys. They've played several roles. Are these are the out-of-towners. Here's the out-of-towners.
What are they doing? Always sleeping?
Yeah, they're a bunch of no-goodniks.
Let's get it some shut-eye.
Is he Ferengi? Did you just see that?
He looks a little Ferengi.
I think he's Oompa Loompa.
Look at that guy.
I love this
blanket right out in the middle of nowhere and lie down.
That's how we do it in Hazard County.
Oh, Ferengi, you're right.
Oh, that's totally Ferengi.
Wow.
That
he's got
gun
a
was at the ready.
This is terrible.
You missed. I'm going to point my gun at you.
Somebody paid money for this.
If you,
what is his name? He was in a lot of things.
By the way, if you're an alien that has the blink ability, right, why would you be walking around? You just blink everywhere at all times.
Yeah.
With the groceries, a.k.a. more liquor.
And the reason they get out of their car like that, they weld the door shut, Brian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's a racing car, actually.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be street legal.
That seems completely inconvenient.
Oh, totally. But it's a General Lee. I don't have a cocaine problem.
Let's pick some crab apples. Come on. You know what sounds really good right now? Crab apples.
Now we got to watch for Catherine Bach to rub her nose. By the way, big feller with the beard here was several voices in King of the Hill.
Oh, that's I knew I'd recognize him. He's very familiar. And here we go with our potato sacks we keep in our
back of the journal. These are crab apple bags.
Red crab apple bags.
You ever eaten a crab apple? It's the freaking worst.
Sour.
Holy shit. Is this really happening?
He is totally a Ferengi,
if he's
man.
Got blink, he doesn't have a problem.
Well, they got a little rebel flag in the front of the vehicle. I didn't realize that.
Dude, they were phoning this in.
This was by season 7. Get them, that's it. And once again, they're going to have the encounter with the cops, but they won't arrest them. Or maybe they will. Sometimes they do.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
He's like the county commissioner. He's not like the mayor.
Comptroller, maybe?
That's the comptroller, dude.
He's comptroller of Hazzard.
I love that term. I don't even know what it means.
No, me neither.
Cuffy and stuff you.
I hear it all the time, though.
That was a very popular term for him. Cuffing and stuffing.
Oh, the crab apples. Yep. That's that old trick.
Right. By the way, they'll go home now, and they will never follow them, even though they know where they live.
Yeah, they'll just go home, and the narrator's going to kick in here. Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Just dump them on the hood. Even more of them.
Good enough.
I feel bad. I feel like you seeing this kind of in the raw is.
You need some context.
Like if I would have seen some season 1, I would be all over and want to watch the entire series.
Or you'd be, I don't know, the perspective must be crazy to see it through. I mean, I'm seeing it through the eyes of a kid who kind of has some nostalgia for it. Yeah. You're seeing it as the abomination that it always was.
As a guy who just watched, 5 seasons of Justified in the last few years.
Yeah. And Brian Ibbett hasn't seen the remake from 2005.
No.
Yeah.
No. I haven't either. I haven't seen that either.
No, I haven't seen them. That's right.
Oh, we need to watch that, guys. It's a perfect movie for film sack.
Is it? All right.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I haven't.
I'm deathly afraid to take another drink, too, because I know something's going to be...
Right. Something's going to crack you up.
Yes.
That was the biggest coughing fit
I've ever heard you make.
By the way, no bridges are complete in Hazzard County.
Never.
I was out of breath for like 2 minutes.
All bridges look like that.
Okay. Oh, there's the pause.
And yep.
Yep. They do this as if we don't know what's going to happen on the other end. Right. They'll land it. Now, hey, guess what? They land it.
Now, a commercial for Duke's Mayonnaise. You just missed it.
There it
is. And we're back.
Look, they landed it.
Totally.
I can't believe they landed it.
Yeah.
They've never done that before.
Now, in the earlier seasons, they showed the car landing a bunch of times, and it was always getting bent up. But how many can you have?
Right, right. You got to worry about the U-joints getting cracked or the...
they totally destroyed those things. Yeah.
Do you think there's any Boss Hog, Roscoe, P. Cole train... Fanfic.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You think so?
I want there needs to be some.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Slash fic.
Fanfic. Yeah, slash fic. Oh, gosh. There's a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hope most of it takes place in space where this alien takes them back to his planet. Does that happen?
By the way, does it sell it or not sell it that the movie from 2005 was directed by Jay Chandrasekhar.
Who's that?
The guy from Super Troopers and Beer Fest.
Oh,
Club Dread.
Oh, really? Wow.
Interesting. No, I don't think it does anything.
All right.
Oh my gosh. There's a ton of Dukes of Hazzard fanfic. Oh, and it's as weird as you think it is. Okay, I'm done looking in that.
I went down a place I did not want to go.
Wow. The basis for this author's story, he goes, my stories are based on the idea that in the South, it's okay to marry your cousin.
As long as you're okay with that, then this fan fiction won't be at all bothersome.
Yeah. If you're okay with that, this is all good.
If only he'd known about George R. R. Martin when he started writing.
Uh-oh. So now they're scheming, and they're going to try to steal the money from Moss Hog.
Yeah, this passed for television, I guess, back then.
Yeah. Boy, stand outside and describe everything you're going to do so people in the bushes can understand.
And end scene.
Yep. I'll tell you what a real treasure is, searching for Boss Hog in Google Images. That's some fun in there.
Really?
Yeah. There's lots of great shots.
Oh, now here they are making crop circles or dirt circles for Hazard County. The only one I've had this week.
This is better than that one where I laid that towel on the dirt and took a nap in it.
Remember that time we threw our...
Remember that?
That was a great idea. Look at them flybacks, man. He's got some serious flybacks on that head.
Dude, look at that, yeah.
That's pretty.
I like that you can see his chin clearly above his beard.
Oh, yeah. I would love to rub my hand this right there. It should be so super soft.
Luxurious, huh?
Oh, no. Come on, man. Don't. Oh, they're going to. Roscoe's always screwing up.
Oh, Boss Hog, you dumbass.
Dude, that stuntman jumped about 7 feet higher than Boss Hog ever could. Big white hat makes it easy to cover up stuntman's face.
Well, I bet that guy could stink up a bathroom.
God. So what if you have to get in the back seat? You have to slide in the window of the front seat and then hop over the back seat?
Yes, that's exactly
just
right.
Or you blink in like the alien did. Oh, mother. Oh, any key. I want it. There's that music for you, Ibbot. Yeah. You're welcome.
Telling you, he must have a long cooldown on his blink.
Yeah.
And that's why he doesn't use it all the time.
You know, if
time.
I'm going to blink into a tree. That's what I'm going to do.
Brian, did you ever see Uncle Jesse there in that Grizzly Adams show? You remember that?
Was he in Grizzly Adams?
Yeah, he was his buddy, his mountain man buddy.
It wasn't him. I rode a plane with somebody from Grizzly Adams.
Was it the bear?
It was Denver Pyle. It wasn't Ben.
Was it Ben?
Hey, Utah Connection.
Maybe it was Denver Pyle. Huh.
Ben's from, he was born, raised, I think died in... Heber, Utah, or not Heber? Beaver, Utah. Beaver.
Right. This music is so gentle and they're whispering.
I like how they don't even bother to like hide the bottom of the mask.
No.
That the.
These was different. These were different times, man. We were ready to believe during this time.
No, we weren't.
I guess that's a space collar.
No, we were ready for this show to admit it was over. They needed to be done.
No, the whole reason why the Dukes of Hazzard did so well, because at that time we wanted something more innocent, and that's what they gave us with Dukes of Hazzard. Because we'd seen a lot of serious crap up until then. It was the appeal.
I think it's a kid. It's probably a kid, right?
I hope so. And dad's going to come down, mom and dad all angry.
No, I mean there's a kid in the suit.
I thought you were meaning the trope of a kid alien being
He just got away from his parents and they're going to show up and they're 12 feet tall.
Exactly.
Can you see my nipples?
Right?
Oh, this is shitty McShit is what this is.
I want to know things and you've completely forgotten and you're being reminded of, Scott. I had completely forgotten that Tom Wopat gets all the lines. And John Schneider barely says anything ever.
Just looks good. Mm-hmm. He just looks good. He's the blonde one.
Bo was a hot blonde one. Yep. You're totally right. Wopat did all the dialogue.
I got to call anus. Thought you said just call it penis. Yeah.
I got to call penis.
I got to call my penis.
Yeah, that's a soft spot for anus.
Wograd. What is Wograd?
That's W-Hog Radio.
Oh, but that's too many letters. In there, four is most you can have.
Yeah, that's the way you got to suspend the disbelief in this show.
Yeah, Boss Hog owns most everything, and they work his name into everything.
Gotcha. I feel like this show rode in on the tales of like Cannonball Run type movies.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the whole episode is just about running from one end of the town and the other, and the Duke boys staying one step ahead. It's the same story every week.
That's going to bother me the whole thing now, W Hog. That's just not going to work for me.
Right. W Hog.
Yeah, two G's. She'll only be the one G. They get a radio station. they're gonna do the War of the Worlds. Nice.
Oh yeah, this is very. Wow. What's his name?
Timely.
What's that guy's name?
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles.
I don't know, but he is fascinated by his friend's great idea. Look at that concentration.
Yeet. So which one's the voice?
The guy closest to us is the voice.
He's done stuff on.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had a lot of roles during this time as the
redneck.
The bad guy. Yeah, generic the redneck bad guy. What do you? He's diddling Daisy. What do you think he's doing?
Oh, right. By this point, it's well established. Flash. Daisy and Enos have a thing.
Flash, get him, Flash. They're not even going to comment on Flash. 10-1, no. Flash ends up going and sniffs the alien right in the crotch.
It smells foreign.
He died at 65.
Wow. Which one?
Boss Hogg did, yeah.
Wow.
And colon cancer.
Don't patronize me. Stand up straight.
We're adults watching this happen on TV in real time.
Look at that camel toe he's got over there, man. Did you see that? That blue jean camel toe, dude.
Moose knuckle.
Moose knuckle? Man, that thing is seriously going on.
You know, we don't like black people around here, but we sure like aliens.
It all works out.
Yeah.
What a classic grandma's house.
Yeah, totally.
Blanket over the cloth sofa.
So you take the bacon, you eat it, then you die of a heart attack. No, he's got some hand sanitizer. That's gross. You guys wash your hands off. Your
meal pills.
Space Purell.
Meal pills.
Space Purell. That's pretty good.
These guys are like,
you humans are nasty. Here, take this. Take it.
Alien just handed me something from another world. I'm gonna put it in my mouth and eat it.
Kill you a little bit.
Oh, this is good. Oh, I'm hallucinating.
They're already getting the alien started on his American diabetes.
Right?
This is how you get diabetes.
I sent you guys a photo of James Best when he was in an old Western, and that does not look like Roscoe at all.
Now, Roscoe, yeah, he did some stuff in Andy Griffith, too.
He lived to be 88. I'm sorry. Roscoe's still alive, everybody.
Mm-hmm. He should be.
James Best, 88 years old.
Yeah. He did some pretty good picking and a grinning on the that Andy Griffith show. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
He's highly regarded by a lot of people.
You know what's funny is I bet every one of us thought this episode was going to toy with the idea of there actually being an alien and make us wonder if they'd ever show it, rather than marching it out front and center showing it right to Enos.
I thought they were going to be scared. No, this is more like an Alf situation where I'm waiting for him to eat the cat any second now. We got to keep a secret because the government will want to.
Denver Pyle.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with Denver Pyle.
I was going to stand there with him like it's okay. I'm not going to hide him at all. Oh, he's gone.
Wait.
Yeah. He's in the General Lee's like, let's go. I gave you that speed. Let's get out of here.
Oh, wow.
Wow, it's busted. JD. What was his? Is that his real name? JD?
The guy that played Coy and Vance, the two different dudes, they died like in their 50s.
Really?
It's like both a curse.
Of shame.
It's like a curse, dude.
Died of shame. Oh, here it comes.
Oh, don't scratch up the side of the car.
Oh, yeah, man.
We'll see.
get him, Flash. Those same jeans have been drying for 7 seasons. Mini Monster. Paul Rudd could not be more pleased.
Arrest that little jumping Jim.
This show.
I wonder where the animal handler is.
Yeah, again, Bill.
I don't remember the show getting all the principals together like this very often.
Not often.
Yeah, you can tell right where the dog trainer is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I miss the days of finding an alien or finding Bigfoot would get you millions. Oh, he's out. See you, suckers.
See later. Yeah, I'm out. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh. Did the Harlem Globetrotters ever visit?
Yeah, you're thinking of Gilligan's.
They visited a lot of shows, dude.
Probably visited the Love Boat, too. I'm sure I saw them there.
You know what? I'm going to look that up.
I'm going to look that up right now. What
shows were the Globe
Trotter show up? Oh, look at that. Okay, wait a minute now. Who is pushing the gas now? If he's up there. See, he's always the head on traffic.
What's he pushing the gas with?
With his dong, his alien dong. Oh, man. He's got little slippers on. He's got like ballet slippers.
Oh,
gosh.
I hope
that big giant target of that bale of hay just was too.
Wow, wow. Now, where was this filmed at? Surely you want, somebody knows where this was
California,
filmed.
California, dude. There's no way this is the South.
It's so dusty and hilly.
Yeah, it's definitely. It's MASH land.
Yeah, this is MASH. It's totally MASH land. Dude, they're pausing it while he's driving a car with his feet.
Down with that.
This is what's good shit. Happened? This is garbage.
We hope you enjoyed your RC and Moon Pie. Now back to the Dukes of Hazzard.
I just realized they're jumping the shark so hard, it might actually be making us jump the film sack shark so hard.
There were exteriors shot in Georgia.
Oh, wait. Okay.
However, much of the show was shot for...
You've upset the alien.
Harlem Globetrotters TV appearances.
Oh, he is all about the shaking of the hands. That's about the only thing he's done so far. He's got pig's hooves too for hands, by the way. Not freaks.
Little cloven hands.
Look here, Satan. Wouldn't that be great? That's a good twist.
What the heck is that?
I was trying to find Globetrotters appearances and it played something.
Oh, the Globetrotters theme song, of course.
I'm trying to find the best whatever.
Mm-hmm. We need a Trek connection here. Do we have one?
For Star Trek?
Yeah.
The guy looks like a Ferengi.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Yeah.
Quark looking.
I'll get you Trek connections.
All right.
Bear with me. I got some other interesting trivia.
All right.
Please.
Sorrel Brooke, who played Boss Hogg, was not only a classically trained Shakespearean actor.
Right.
He was skinny.
Yeah.
Really? And he wore a fat suit under the white suit.
What?
In order to make Boss Hogg look fat.
Wow.
Well, I wouldn't call him skinny, but yeah, he had, I think some of that belly is all fake.
I'm about to say that face fat, you can't make that up. Mm-hmm. Is that some biscotti on the table or is that cookies? What is that?
I'm sure it's biscotti.
Let's find out who's the actor that played the kid. What happened to him?
He played the alien. It has to be a kid. He's not a short person. Mm-mm. It looks like a kid. It's no Warwick Davis, I'll tell you that.
Hey, they have some strategic. Look at that. It's good continuity. They got hay on the car.
They sell the hay on the car. Yep. I was so excited when he got Flash.
Yeah, judging by the size of Boss Hogg's neck, I don't think there's much fat suit.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good triple neck there.
He grew into that fat suit if he did. Yep.
Hey, he's got some hay in his shirt.
wait, hold on. We got to stuff you full of hay.
Hey, Bo talked.
He did. He wasn't just a pretty face.
You know what they call that when he talks? They call it Botox.
Our alien
Enos has to cross his fingers. He's so innocent. Hold on a minute, JD.
Hold on, alien.
Our alien is also our Star Trek connection. old little person named Felix Silla.
So it is a little person and not a child. Interesting.
Born in 1937, he's Italian.
And, I could tell. He looked Italian.
Felix Silla.
He's off scene.
So what's he doing now, Randy?
Don't say anything sad.
Still living.
Good.
Spent a good amount of his life working for the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Oh, I've seen this guy and stuff.
And now he's just traveling the cons.
Return of the Jedi. He was Twicky.
Was he really?
He was Twicky. Yeah,
I love Twicky.
He was something in the Addams Family. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I totally know. I know this face too. No, he's had a great career.
Ooh, ooh.
He was an Ewok.
That of sort of ended in 1996, but still.
Oh, he was Cousin It.
He's still alive, but he has not done anything. He's in something in 2015, a short. That's what it says, a short. Oh, I see. I get it. The Leprechaun. He plays the Leprechaun in this short film in 2015, but before that, 96. He hasn't done anything since 96.
Commissioner Hogg, there's your answer.
He was a Talosian in Star Trek, the TV series, the original series.
Here's the Casey Kasem of Hazard. Got two turntables.
Doesn't have the record already queued up or anything, ready to play.
Yeah, what?
Let me get the needle on here.
Hey, you know what that reminds me of? This is my brother Daryl. My other brother Daryl.
Yeah, I can see that totally.
Is it him? Well,
it's shaped like a box.
He's P.T. Farnum in Deadwood.
Right. Okay. It's a swirly. Flush the toilet. Flush the toilet. Okay. Now it goes back up. Somebody's coming to get him. Is there spandex or what, man?
Did America just go, what the hell are we doing here? Why didn't we revolt?
I'd be down for some silly comedy like this today.
What does it exist as? I think
Return of Innocence.
I think it is? I think Big Bang Theory tries to be this.
Yeah, I can see that.
Not, you know, Southern Bumpkinism or anything, but...
No. Just that innocence.
Goofy, silly comedy crap.
Oh, there's Daisy Duke's Jeep.
Oh yeah, the Dixie, little Dixie or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to rule out The Simpsons because it really does fit?
Yes, because animation is weird and different. They can do things they can't do in live action.
Yeah, they got a hard edge on The Simpsons. This is just total innocence.
Okay.
Hey, Space Monster, Jeep.
Yeah, tell you what.
Then we can go clean out all the registers.
Yeah, let's get all our money and then go sleep in the woods again. What do you
sleep
say?
Sleep in the woods, I know.
Family comedies. If you haven't seen The Neighbors, you need to watch that show.
Oh yeah, that's very reminiscent of this. Neighbors is where aliens land and they take over this suburb.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And they take celebrity names or something, right?
Right. Yep. Right.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. 30 Rock was like that. You could call that kind of like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not 30 Rock. Sorry, Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, Thirty Rock does that suspend belief every once in a while too. Yeah,
break the fourth wall
only,
stuff.
Mm-hmm. Only Tracy Morgan.
You know what does that a bit? I mean, it's a much more refined thing, but Community is a bit like that.
Yeah,
except good. You know.
Yes.
Get in there!
I got a gun that's totally fake.
Give you some more trivia. During the filming of the very first episode of this show, two of the directors of the show were eating breakfast out in Covington, Georgia, when they heard a car drive by that played the opening bars to Dixie as the Horn.
Wow. Nice.
They jumped in their cars, chased down the owner, and bought the horn out of his car and put it in the General Lee.
Get out of here. That's awesome. Do you recognize any of those albums on the wall?
No, I can't see enough of the cover to...
I saw one that had like a orange and yellow that looked familiar.
Oh, really? I'll look the next time.
This doesn't sound like an official news report. This is like some country bunking guy beside this.
Hey, gotta watch out. They're going to shoot us.
Look at these Hazard people, though. Oh, my gosh. No,
run. Run the
hills. Okay, I need everybody to run, including you, George W.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, wow.
Oh, there's a trope. Guy's not quite done with his shave.
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't pay, left with the apron on.
Mm-hmm.
Hacked. You know this guy. How do you think, guys think this is going to end? It's going to end with something kooky.
In all of the excitement, the folks of Hazard County are going to run over each other and run over the alien.
Dude, Uncle Jesse's hat would have flown off in that wind. The convertible Jeep? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Now they can understand his...
Yeah.
Somebody off screen is going, hates his hair.
Oh, see, here's where somebody gets run over.
Yeah,
did I predict it?
Oh, man, mother of. A little bit of sped up there, too.
A little bit.
I wouldn't mind that car, though.
Over 150 Dodge Chargers were ruined during the entire...
Some making of this
one right there looked like
yep,
just about.
They keep calling him little cousin. Everything's about cousins in the show.
It is.
By the way, the very first time Tom Wopat went over the hood, it was on accident. He meant to stop and hit the car and slipped over it. They decided it looked so good, they asked him to do it again and again and again.
Looks awesome.
I'm not recognizing any of those album covers.
Yeah, it was on the other wall.
But those tape players look like they're in frequent use.
Right.
He's got a diaper on or something.
I think he took two crap in those spandex. We got to get a diaper on this guy.
A long time from space. My planet is far. I shat myself.
He obviously spent minutes in the makeup chair.
Right. It's a rough job, dude.
Does it matter?
Oh, you piece of garbage, dude.
See, that's how you knock somebody out during the 80s.
Yeah, the butt of your gun.
Butt of the gun straight to the head.
Oh, he's carrying a little guy. That's not good.
What can we find today that if we were to find out in the wild, we could make $1 million off of if we were just to find it?
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot for sure still? That's still a thing? You think anybody even pay you for finding Bigfoot?
No. People don't believe it anymore.
I love how the whole cast is right outside that door.
We've just been waiting.
We're eating sandwiches back here. It's all
good.
Got
a neighbor whose dad is, well, I guess he is too, but they're totally convinced Bigfoot is real and one day they're going to find it.
Wet roads.
Continuity police. Oh,
I was dry.
You would think she would have stopped driving right toward that hand cannon.
You'd think.
That dude is a great shot, too, man. Right in the tire.
Uncle Jesse fired his fire stick at me.
That was
Let's
scary.
Go in here. It's the only set we have.
Will you?
Why is she dressed like... She used to be all like in the little short cutoffs and everything. What's the deal?
I'm telling you, her wardrobe changes, and this is the middle of the winter.
Uh-oh. Don't talk down to me, boy.
Boy, Boss Hog is Danny DeVito, isn't he?
Elton Loggins.
Sorry that took 20 minutes of dead air time, but I'm back.
Exactly. I heard, hopefully you didn't hear all that screaming and beating aliens up.
They're all up here's in the hills.
Here's your last piece of trivia. The biggest crossover was with the TV show Alice.
Oh, really?
And there was an episode of Alice in 1983 where Boss Hog came
kisses
to try
her grits
to buy Mel's diner.
No way.
Oh, that's fun.
Really?
That's fun. I like that.
I miss that, dude. No one does that kind of stuff anymore. The last crossover I remember was Law and Order Special Victims Unit crossed over with
Boston Legal?
No, the Baltimore cop show that they got Belzer from. No, it was Life on the Streets.
Homicide.
Life on the Streets.
Oh, he's got laser vision. He could have used that sooner.
How can you tell that?
He's Tom Mopat, dude.
Oh, Boston Legal crossed over with The Practice.
Oh. But The Practice was already an offshoot of Boston Legal, wasn't it? Or maybe I'm thinking of something else. You know, no, it was. James Spader's character was on The Practice and then spun off to his own show, which is Boston Legal. So that's a reasonable crossover.
Oh, but then they actually... What are they talking about?
Holy shit, this thing's almost over.
We're going to build a telephone of sorts.
Vroom, vroom. That was an alien for wearing them short shorts. Oh.
That's super dangerous. Oh, that would totally get you 10 to 20 there. Oh, no, don't do it. Wow.
The 80s loved blowing tires out.
Yeah.
It was the thing to do. Well.
Dude, Boss Hogg is the best thing ever. He's so bad, but so, like, one-dimensional.
A lot of handshaking in this episode. I don't remember that being the thing.
Maybe the sun's about to go down. He turns into a super alien and eats everybody. My gestation will be complete.
Again, why are we driving someone with a blank power anywhere?
Yeah.
Right, blink your ship. Like, see ya. 10 feet or something.
Just blink over there, buddy.
Or however you got down.
Like I said, I think this is an ET situation where they accidentally left him while he was collecting flowers or whatever they were doing in ET.
What was the approximate date of this episode? It was
January
85.
85,
okay.
And ET was what, 84? When was ET?
84, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They were just capitalizing
on that.
Riding
that ET bandwagon.
Yeah.
Yep, here it comes.
F you, he said, F you. What?
They can understand him now.
That sucks.
It's just like Redneck. It's very similar.
What that you say, boy? Timmy fell down the well? Yato.
That's total ET right there, boys. Yep. Look at that.
And Close Encounters, too.
Yeah.
Sure glad they renewed our contracts, Bo.
Let's do the prospector dance.
No, I didn't.
No.
It's all a dream, dude.
I don't recognize any of those constellations. That's just black paper with holes punched in it.
Right.
And they gave that smoke machine a workout for this episode.
Now, Steven Spielberg tried to come in here and change all the guns out with flashlights, but...
turn them all into walkie-talkies.
They weren't having it. Yeah, not having it.
They never did anything like this again, right? There was no other, like...
No, this is pretty much the end.
Or they didn't get into vampires or any of that.
I don't think they did.
Oh, the freezing of the frame of the 80s, man. Mm-hmm. That's it. Do we get credits? Oh, we do.
Cyros.
More shots of them driving around.
So this is some of the best stuff, because the early seasons were really fun in kind of a outlaw kind of way. And I think the show had some good stuff in the early goings. But this by this point,
the whole alien thing, this isn't enough to make me want to go back and watch any more Dukes of Hazzard.
This was totally part of the time when everybody was just collecting a paycheck.
Yeah, just driving in circles.
Yeah, I'll do this for like 30 minutes.
What's their end game? Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Flash, get them.
There it is. It's what's it called again? The effing episode is it Stranger Visits
Duke's Strange the Visitor Stranger? To Hazard.
Strange Visitor to Hazard aired 25th January 1985. It is worth seeing. If you follow our Twitter, you'll find the link we gave you, and hopefully it's still up. And it's worth seeing just to hang out with us. Mm-hmm. Myself, yeah. I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
It's really bad. But it was a lot of fun. Good times. Good times rad like by all.
Alien because that was my first visit to Hazard County, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Right. Gotta, like him.
I can understand you.
Got to go around the table real quick. Iconic TV series has to be a series long running that you've never seen. Scott Johnson.
Oh, man. I feel like I saw it all. Iconic long running.
More than 1 or 2 years.
Okay. And it doesn't matter when it happened or started or whatever?
No, it doesn't matter.
House MD.
Yeah. Never seen an episode.
Not a single episode of House. Kim and I were lamenting that the other day. Yeah, I know. We want to see it.
Let me sum up every episode. Okay,
you know what? That's not fair. I saw a huge chunk, not the whole thing, but a huge chunk of the episode with Felicia Day in it, which is why I called her the bald chick from House for that long time. That's the only bit I've seen. And I don't think House was any of the bits I saw.
It's the same episode all throughout. He tries to diagnose somebody. He misdiagnoses them, almost kills them, figures it out. That's pretty much how it goes.
Well, I never saw every episode. How about you guys?
I'm trying to think of a show that that I haven't seen.
I figured it might stump Brian Dunaway because he
seems to have seen everything. I'll tell you another one that I've never seen an episode or an episode of Golden Girls.
Oh,
really?
I used to watch that all the time. That show's funny. I actually think Golden Girls is all right.
That's a good series.
I'm kind of a fan, yeah.
I'm embarrassed by mine.
What's yours?
Tell us.
I have never seen 1 second of 24.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, really?
Any bit of it.
That is surprising.
It's too late. Don't go back.
Right. Why?
I don't think it is. I think you might enjoy it.
Go back and see the first season. Don't watch the current season. We gave up on the current season.
First couple seasons are really good. Then it got a little okay, kind of not great. And then it got great, good again. And then it was kind of all over the place later. But as someone who saw the whole thing, I think it's worth seeing.
I'd just go watch the following. It doesn't have the time mechanic, but it's, you know,
yeah,
close enough.
Now you're making me think about this. This is a really great question.
Well, up until last month, I had not seen a single episode of the Game of Thrones, and then I binged the whole thing.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah,
lots of boobs and stuff.
There's a lot of stuff.
But I'm trying to think from that era, I've never seen a whole Columbo episode,
right?
Until lately, I started watching them on Netflix, but.
I know some that I didn't watch. I didn't watch is it Sequest or...
Yeah, Sequest DSV or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't watch any of those.
They're not good. It's a good thing you missed it. It's not good at all. It's terrible.
Yeah. I kind of want to go back and watch it.
No,
them,
you
but
don't.
I didn't catch
it. They have C. Wesley in it.
It reminds me, every bit of Stargate is streaming.
That stuff is great.
Yeah.
I've seen every Stargate there ever was.
Warning, the first episode of Stargate has total... full-on boob nudity.
Well, it used to be a Showtime deal.
Yeah, it was a Showtime deal when it first started out. The first season?
First season, and then I don't know that the streaming ones have that, though. I'm not sure, actually.
I think they did, because that's how I went back and watched it. Yeah, like,
full frontal noodles. You're like, whoa, what's going on here? And then none of that later that season. This show's as clean as Star Trek.
Right.
Yeah, I can't think of any others. I know there's others.
MacGyver was naked a couple of times in that first season, too. It was very disturbing.
Oh, I will admit to only have seen... I think I've seen all I need to see because I kind of get the gist, but I've only seen like maybe 3 or 4 MacGyver episodes ever.
Really?
Yeah. Never saw an episode of MacGyver.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, no, huh?
Wow.
I know what it's about. I know, you know.
Did you watch Knight Rider?
No, I never saw an episode of Knight Rider either.
Wow.
I'm starting to shoot.
What are we doing watching The Dukes of Hazzard?
I'm starting a new podcast with Brian Ibbitt called What Ibbitt Didn't Watch.
Yes,
we're
going to
watch all of it.
There is a lot of stuff that
it's
going to
be a podcast like The Brian's Watch. If Brian Dunaway has seen every episode 4 times, Brian Ibbitt
what,
never
you
has.
Seen this? What? You ain't never seen this? What?
How about, hold on, Magnum P.I.?
Trying to think. I know I've seen bits and pieces.
Sure.
But I've
never
seen
down
a full episode
never
of that
seen
one either.
That one. Wow. That's crazy to me.
Were you drunk during the 80s? I mean, the whole thing?
I think I just had, there were so many, growing up in a house, there were so many limits on my TV and chores that had to be done and all that stuff.
You grew up on a farm? No, I did not know this about Ibbot. I gotta go out.
No, the Brian Ibbot you see today is due to Rumspringa. He finally broke out and
right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
Wow, dude, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I watched a lot of crap, but I didn't watch that.
That's interesting.
I watched a lot of crap, but I didn't watch that. That's the name of the podcast.
That's exactly right. I no longer feel bad about missing 24.
No, you shouldn't after that. But that's interesting. I don't know if we, you know, maybe the fun thing here would be to do these occasionally like we do, but pick some from these obscure series.
The game out of it. Keep naming series, and the first person to name one that I did see an episode of is the loser.
Yeah, see, I
also no longer feel bad about making Brian Ibbot watch The Dukes of Hazzard, although there were moments when I thought back to Minority Report with the eye spreaders.
Yeah.
And that's how you make me watch more. That's what it would take.
Like Clockwork Orange. That's a good idea.
In and out, sir. I'm fine. I'm cured.
Can't help but to feel that you watch a lot of Love Boat.
Love Boat and Fantasy Island. That's where you're at.
The family watched Love Boat and Fantasy Island. So,
Well, I watched that too. That stuff was fine.
That explains a lot.
Did you watch any like Dynasty or any of those like
nighttime
soap operas?
Falcon Crest. No.
Okay. But you know of them, and that's the important.
Of them, sure. Oh, I even know who shot JR, but I never saw the episode.
Different Strokes.
Wikipedia'd it.
Different Strokes.
Yeah, saw Different Strokes.
All right. Wasn't there a spinoff to Different
Silver
Strokes?
Silver Spoons was a spinoff.
No, it was Facts of Life. Or official.
No. Facts of Life
was definitely a spinoff because Ethne Garrett.
Because she was Miss. Yeah, she was
the maid.
Garrett.
It was like it was like Alice left the Brady Bunch and did her own thing. It was that idea?
Right.
No, but Silver Spoons, people forget that's a total spinoff from.
Yeah, I forgot that too.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that. And then Jason Bateman went on to have his own little crap for a little time too, didn't he?
It's Your Move, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Was it good?
It was so good.
I am now imagining everything Brian Ibbot's saying. He actually hasn't seen these things. He just knows all this information.
I've read about them.
No. Ask me about Tootie or
how about this explains Blair, why you like show. that how I Met Your Mother garbage crap, because you'd liked all the shows that led to it.
You watched Soap and Benson and that kind of stuff.
I loved Soap and Benson. Actually, I had a soapbox set.
You do? You have a soapbox set? They called it that?
Soapbox set. No, I don't know. They called it.
Yeah, you ever dropped the soapbox set in prison?
You get extra handled, if you know what I mean.
That box needs to be called the soap dispenser.
That's pretty good.
Oh, there you go.
That's pretty good. Well, we'll do another one. We'll come up with something. But stay tuned for more, folks. Hope you enjoyed our commentary track. If you'd like to leave us feedback, filmsack@gmail.com. That'll do it for all of us. Thank you all for being here.
Yeah. We'll
see you next time.
Podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.